There's nothing worth more that can ever come close. No thing can compare. You are living whole. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love. When my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love. When my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love. When my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. your presence, Lord. And so, Father, we come before your presence with singing this morning. We come before your presence with praise. We come before you with thankfulness in our hearts. And we come before you to bless and magnify your holy name. For you are a good God. There is no one like you. You are magnificent in all your ways. You are glorious in all your ways. And so we bow ourselves down before you this morning, before we get into the hustle and bustle of the day, before we find ourselves too far along in the day. We are declaring right now, as we have risen early in the morning while you may yet be found, we're seeking your face, and we're declaring that, again, you have blessed us to be able to see another day. And because you have blessed us to be able to see another day, we declare that this is the day that the Lord hath made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, God, for waking us up this morning and allowing us to see a brand new day, a day that was not promised, a day that was not automatically given, but a day that you have blessed us to be able to see, a day that you've blessed us to be able to wake up in the morning in our right minds, another day that you have blessed us to be able to rise, oh God, with the use and activity of our limbs, God, another day that you have blessed us to be able to see with a reason portion of health and strength. And so with gratefulness in our hearts and gratitude in our mouths, Lord, we say thank you, oh God, for yet another day. And as we look, as we seek your face this morning, and as we look to you for all of our assistance and all of our help, God, we declare right now that we desire for your Holy Spirit to come the more and have his way. You are welcome, your Holy Spirit, to come flood this place and to fill the atmosphere, because our hearts, oh God, is what our hearts and our souls long for, and we want to be overcome by your presence, God, so that as we prepare ourselves for this day, we'll be shaped and we'll be molded into the vessel that you need for us to be. For we are determined not to walk by sight, but we are here to walk by faith. And we won't walk in our own power, we won't walk in our own might, God, but we need you, God, to fill us, and we need you, oh God, to strengthen us, and we need you, oh God, to direct us. So we won't lean into our own understanding. But God, in everything that we do, God, in everything that we prepare to say, in everything that we prepare ourselves to go, oh God, we won't lean into our own understanding, but in all our ways, we shall acknowledge you, God, because we desire for you to direct our pathways. Holy Ghost, come to more and have your way even now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, to shape us and mold us, oh God, into the image of Christ, oh God, today, that we may reflect his image in everything that we say, in everything that we do, that you might be glorified, that you might be magnified, that you might be honored, and that you might be adored in our walk and in our talk and in our discussion and in our actions, Lord, today. Bind the hand of the enemy right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Cast the devil out of the minds right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We don't want to fall short of your glory. We don't want to allow anything to separate us from your love. We don't want to allow anything to get in between us and thee. So bind the devil right now in the name of Jesus. Cast him out of our minds and cast him out of our thoughts and cast him out of our will and cast him out of the way. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood my soul. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your love and your soul and your presence, Lord, is what my heart longs for. Oh God, and I need you, God, today. I cannot make it without you today. We cannot move without you today. We cannot live without you today. You are the very air that we breathe. You are the source of our life, and you are the source of our strength. And so we can't do anything without you. So come to me and have your way, Holy Ghost. We welcome you, O God, into our day. We welcome you, O God, into our plans. We welcome you into our actions. We welcome you into our thoughts. We welcome you into our decisions. We welcome you into our goals. Holy Ghost, come to me and have your way, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because there is nothing like you. No one can compare. You are a living hope, and we are desperately in need of you, oh God, today, that as we prepare our hearts and we prepare our minds for this day that the Lord hath made, God, we want to be able to rejoice. And the only way that we can rejoice and be glad in it, God, is because we know that you are ordering our footsteps. Let us not lean to the left. Let us not lean to the right. Let us not veer to the left. Let us not veer to the right, but help us keep, help, oh God, to keep us on the straight and narrow path,
pathways. Oh, God, that you might receive the glory out of our lives today. Oh, God, if there's anything in us that's unlike you, we plead the blood right now, that as your Holy Spirit flood this atmosphere and flood our temples right now, Lord, that if there's anything in us that's unlike you, we ask that you would purge us right now, Lord, creating us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. Take away the bitterness. Take away the frustration. Take away the anger. God, take away the doubt, Lord. Take away, oh God, the grudges that we hold. Oh God, take away the carnal mind, God. Bind the flesh on every hand, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, and fill us with your goodness. Fill us with your love. Fill us with your mercy, Lord. Fill us with your peace. Fill us with, God, your temperance, God. Fill us with your long suffering, Lord. Fill us with meekness in the mighty name of Jesus. Fill us with self-control, Lord. It's your spirit that we long for. It's your spirit that we need, God, to help us to reflect your image, Lord, and to let our light shine. It's you that we long for. It's you that we need, God, today. So come to my Lord, God, and have your way in our hearts, and have your way in us right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and uproot that everything that's unlike you, Lord. Oh, God, so that I might exude you. I want to exude the spirit of holiness today. Oh, God, all around me, God, I want your glory, God, to shine in me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I can't shine, Lord, when I'm holding grudges against my brother. Lord, I can't shine, Lord, when I'm putting my mouth on somebody else, Lord. I can't not let my light shine, Lord, if I'm not reflecting your image, Lord, because the image that, the light that I'm shining is not you if I'm in the midst of sin. And Lord, I want to walk worthy. God, I want to walk worthy of being called a son of the living God. I want to walk worthy for being made in the image of God. I want to walk worthy so that I might reflect the image of Christ in everything that I say and everything that I do, because holiness is right no matter what the world might say. Oh God, it's a good thing, oh God, to live holy and acceptable. You are looking for a people, oh God, that will worship you in spirit and in truth, and we only can worship you in spirit and in truth if we reflect your holiness and we reflect your righteousness, Lord, in our lives. So make us holy even now. Make us acceptable even now. That's the least that we can do, God, is to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice. And that's what we're doing here this morning. When we rise early in the morning, Lord, it's us offering a sacrifice to you. And so we yield to you. We give ourselves away to you. We offer ourselves to you, oh God, for you to come to more and have your way, God. Oh God, smooth out the rough edges, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, those things that cause us to be ineffective, Lord, those things that cause us to be afraid, smooth out those things that cause us to be hesitant and not put our whole heart and trust in you. Smooth out those things that cause us to hurt others. Smooth out those things that cause us to harm others. God, smooth out those things that cause us to not reflect you in everything that we do. You are the potter, and since we are clay in your hands, Lord, shape us and mold us even now. In the mighty name of Jesus, shape my thoughts, oh God, that I may think on those things that are lovely, those things that are pure, and those things that are of a good report. God, help me in the mighty name of Jesus, and shape my feet, Lord, that I may walk by faith and not by sight, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, shape my heart even right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that I may have a heart of flesh and not a heart of stone, that I may love you unconditionally, and that I may love those that you have created unconditionally as well, that I may not think more highly of myself than I ought to think, but God, that I may submit myself to you, and that I may surrender to your will, and that I may be a blessing to those that come across me, oh God, and that I may be able to speak right into them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't want to just have a superficial relationship with you, but I need all of your glory, God, in the name of Jesus. I need all of you, God, so that I can be effective in my witness, Lord, that I may be effective, Lord, in my marriage, Lord, that I may be effective, Lord, as a father to my children, Lord, that I may be effective, Lord, as a pastor and a preacher, Lord, that I may be effective in everything that I do, Lord. I can't do anything without you. And so I need you, Lord. I need you to be a better father. I need you to be a better husband. I need you to be a better brother. I need you to be a better son. I need you to be a better uncle. I need you, God, today to be a better worker. Lord, I need you to be a better servant. God, I need you, oh God, today. Oh God, so break through, Lord, the spirit of haughtiness. Break through, God, in the name of Jesus, the spirit of arrogance. Break through in the mighty name of Jesus against the spirit of selfishness. Break through right now, God, and let your will be done in my life. Lord, I refuse to allow my flesh to get any of your glory, but God, I am determined right now to walk in your spirit, Lord, so that your spirit, oh God, can free me, that your spirit can loose every shackle, that your spirit can loose every tie. I need you, God, to come no more and have your way. So again, we declare, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere, because we're thirsty for you. We've tasted and seen of your warm embrace. We've tasted and seen of your love that's unconditional, Lord. We've tasted and seen, Lord, and we are hungry for more of that. We're hungry for more of your anointing. We're hungry, oh God, for more of your presence. For where the presence of the Lord is, or the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And when we invite you into our midst, and when we invite you into our environment, and when we open up our hearts and we open up our minds for you to come in and have your way, God, oh God, you can move by your power. You can move by your might, and you can free us of those things, the most inner things, Lord, that we keep hidden from you. When we ask for your Holy Spirit to fall afresh on us and come into our hearts and save us, and come into our hearts and fill us, and come into our hearts and empower us, we open up the door, and we ask you to come on in and have your way, and we desire for you to move in, God, not to just come by temporarily. We don't want you just to stop by here and keep on going, but we want you to inhabit our praises. We want you to come in and rest in the midst of us. We want you to come in and overshadow us, and overwhelm us, and overflow us, and flood us place, Lord. So we surrender and we say yes to your will right now. God, we say yes to your way. Lord, we say yes, we will. Yes, we shall obey. We say yes, Lord, to your will and to your way. Lord, we say yes, Lord, yes. We'll trust you and we'll obey. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, speak to us and we'll yield to you and we'll agree with you. And our answer will be yes, oh God. And so we can't do anything. And so as we yield to you, Lord, shape us and mold us right now. Oh, God, clean us up from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, that nothing may be in us that's unlike you, that will cause us to fall short of your glory. Oh, God, all the glory and all the honor, God, it belongs to you. And God, we need your glory. Hallelujah. We long for your glory, God. We long for your presence, God, as we go to our different destinations today. Lord, if your glory and if your spirit is with us, God, oh, God, we don't have to fret and we don't have to fear. We can boldly declare that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper, because we'll have the weapons of our warfare with us, or we'll have our weapons of prayer, and we'll have our weapons of praise, and we'll have our weapons of the word, God. If you are with us, Lord, we'll have everything that we need to be victorious over every snare and every trap and every weapon that the enemy may try to form against us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, give us brand new ideas, Lord. Help innovation to flow through our minds, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we may do the things that you need for us to do to be agents of change in this world, God. Open up our minds and open up our hearts and open up our understanding, Lord, that as we go to school, that we'll comprehend everything that we need to comprehend. Lord, that as we go to work, Lord, we'll be able to accomplish every task that is laid before us, Lord, because we're not walking by our own power, we're not walking by our own might, but we are being led by the Spirit, Lord, that as we interact with people, God. Oh, God, give us an understanding, Lord. Oh, God, that few words, oh, God, are better than the mouth of a fool who will just say and do anything, Lord. Help us, oh, God, to be wise in everything that we do. Help us to be wise in our interaction and in our words, oh, God, in the things that we say and in the things that we do. God, we need you, God, today. We can't make it without you. And we don't want to allow ourselves to do anything, Lord, without yielding to your will and yielding to your way. There's nothing too small. There's nothing too large to give to you, God, so that you can come the more and have your way in us as your children. Lord, there's nothing that's too big. that you can't handle. There's nothing too small, oh God, that's insignificant to you. But you told us we can cast all of our cares upon you, and we can give those things to you so that you can take them off of us. And because your burden is easy and your yoke is light, Lord. So if we trade your burden and your yoke, oh God, if we take it upon us, Lord, and give you our burdens and give you our yokes, Lord, then, God, we can be free. Because who the Son has set free, God, we are free indeed. And no longer do we have to allow ourselves to be bound by the cares of this world, Lord. If you would take care of the birds, Lord, the fowls of the air who go about freely, Lord, and you feed them and you tend to them, Lord, how much more will you do for those that you made in your image, Lord? If you are willing to clothe the lilies of the field, Lord, and they don't have to worry about how they are arrayed, but their arrangement, God, is beautiful and lovely, God, and pure looking, Lord. How so much more would you do for those, God, that you gave your only begotten Son for? How much more would you do for those that have been called out of darkness into your marvelous light? How much more would you do so there's nothing that you would withhold from those that love you and those that fear you? So we don't have to fret. We don't have to fear. We don't have to worry, but we can understand and walk, oh God, in the power of the liberty that comes with your Spirit being in control of our lives. And so, God, we need you, Lord, today. Every day we need you. And every day, God, I lead this prayer, every opportunity that I have the chance to lead this prayer, Lord, I will make that affirmation known that I'm nothing without you. We can't do anything without you. And so we ask for your Spirit to come and have his way, to take the wheels of our lives, to lead, guide, and direct us that we may walk worthy, that we may walk worthy of our calling. God, that we may let our light shine. We only can do those things if your Holy Spirit is in control of our lives. We don't want the enemy to get the best of us, and we don't want him to come in to steal, kill, and destroy. We don't want to give him an opportunity to come in to be a deceiver, to be a lying wonder in our lives, and we don't want to help, we don't want to allow his foolishness to become the focus of our lives. So we submit to you. We bind him on every hand. We cast the devil out of our minds, and we cast the devil out of the wheels. We cast him out of our way, and he comes in real sneaky, Lord. He'll come in and cause us to become fretful, or cause us to become dismayed, or cause us to become frustrated by the foolishness of this world, Lord. But you told us don't treat others the way that they treat you, but to treat them how we ourselves want to be treated. So in everything, help us to apply the golden rule, God, because if the golden rule is not working or is not applied, Lord, then you don't have to love us. But because you first loved us, Lord, oh, we should be able to love one another. Because you forgave us, we should be willing to forgive one another. Because you paid the ultimate price. You gave your best so that we might be free. You gave your best so that we might live and that we might not die. And we thank you because he came that we might have life. And life that more abundantly. Thank you for life, Lord, today. Thank you for liberty, oh God, today. Thank you for the breath of fresh air that you bring, oh God, into our hearts and into our minds as we surrender to your will. Come no more, Holy Spirit. You are welcome in this place. You're welcome in this temple that I'm standing in this morning, and you're welcome into my temple. I understand, Lord, that I do not belong to myself, but I was bought with a price in this body, this flesh, God, that you have wrapped around this soul. It is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So I want to make sure that I'm clean in every area of my life, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that you won't find yourself somewhere stuck in our big toe or in a pinky finger hitting around because the rest of us are unclean and the rest of our body, Lord, is an unholy place that the Holy Spirit will not be free to move. But, Lord, I want you to be free to move from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet in every area of my life, Lord, in every area of this soul. Lord, I want you to be free to move by your power and move by your might. So if there's any roadblock, and if there's any hindrances, and if there's anything that's unlike you, Lord, again, I ask that you would wash us and clean us and free us, Lord, so that you have free reign over us. Yes, Lord, I'm willing to submit to you in my finances. Lord, come the more and have your way. Your Lord, yes, I'm willing to submit to you in my interactions with people. Yes, Lord, come the more and have your way. Lord, I'm willing to submit to you, God, in my relationships with my family and my children, Lord. Lord, come the more and have your way, God. I'm willing to submit to you, God, in every area, in my relationship with my wife, oh God, or our relationship with our husbands, Lord. I'm willing to submit to you, God. Come the more and have your way. You're welcome in this place. Come fill this place. Come fill the atmosphere. Come flood our hearts and flood our minds and flood our souls with all of you so that you might get the glory out of us and that you might get the glory out of our lives. Lord, on this day that we have decided to fast, oh God, in agreement with our national AIM chairman as he's calling for a day of consecration for the success of our upcoming International AIM Convention in Charlotte. Lord, I pray that you would bind us together right now in the name of Jesus as we come together across this nation and across this globe to put flesh under subjection so that your spirit might have its way, that as we come together in Charlotte, Lord, that souls might be saved, that we may not come there, oh God, looking for what people have on, what the fashions are, or what the new trends are, but Lord, that souls will be on our minds, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That we may go and take that city for you so that souls might be saved and that Jesus might be glorified and that your people might be edified. Lord, let souls be saved and not just souls be saved, but Lord, fill with your Holy Spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Baptize us even now and baptize us as we get there, Lord, that we may be the witnesses, God, that you've called for us to be, that we may witness in Jerusalem and Judea and in Samaria and in the uttermost parts of the world, Lord. Empower us, Holy Ghost, to empower others in the mighty name of Jesus. So touch us even now, God. We pray for miracles, signs, and wonders. We desire for them to be shown in the city of Charlotte. Miracles, signs, and wonders. Let them be performed. Let them be done. God, that you might get the glory. Charlotte is a city, Lord, that people ran away from because the city had a bathroom ban, Lord, and it was the church that was pushing the bathroom ban, Lord, because holiness is still right, and no matter what the world does, you've called for us to stand, Lord. Oh, God, and having anybody go to any bathroom that they want to go to just because that's what they feel in their mind that their bodies represent, Lord, is outside of your will. Let us not become weary in well-doing, but if we continue to stand, if we continue to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, if we continue to declare your word, you said we shall reap if we faint not. Our labor is not in vain. On our jobs, in our homes, holiness is still right, Lord. And if we don't become weary, and if we don't throw in the towel, and if we don't give up, Lord, we shall reap if we faint not, Lord. If we continue to hold on to you, God, and we continue to proclaim the bloodstained banner of the Lord and hold it up, Lord, our labor will not be in vain, Lord, and we will reap in due season if we faint not. Help us to remain steadfast in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us, oh God, today. In the midst of the trials and in the midst of the tribulation and in the midst of the crisis of this world, help us, oh God, to be unmovable in the name of Jesus. Help us not to waver. Help us not to compromise, but help us to stand upon the bloodstained banner of the Lord and proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ everywhere we go, Lord. Help us to remain steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in your word, God, because what we are doing when we only what we do for you, God, that's the only thing that will last. And too many of us are looking for titles. Too many of us are looking for positions. Too many of us are looking for seats on the platform. seats in the big meetings, Lord, but meet us where we're at. Make us effective where we're at. And you send elevation. You send elevation. You send elevation, God. We don't have to chase for man's gratitude. We don't have to chase after man's acknowledgement. But that's all we have to do is continue to be about our Father's business. And if that is our mission, and if that is our purpose, and if that is our aspirations, Lord, then you'll get the glory. And God, we'll get the elevation that you have ordained and that you have destined for each and every one of us. It's just not for me, Lord, but you have a greater anointing. You have a greater calling for each and every single one of us, God. That's a part of the breakthrough, understanding that we're all playing a role, that we're all play a role in the upkeep and building of the kingdom, that there's no big I and there's no little you, Lord, but every single one of us must play our role so that we can be effective in ministry, Lord, for the edifying of the body. You give some apostles, you give some teachers, you give some pastors, but everything that every person, every individual, every position, God, is for the perfecting of the body and the perfecting of the saints. Help us to fulfill our parts, oh God. We need mothers to be mothers, Lord. We need missionaries to be missionaries, Lord. We need teachers to be teachers. We need pastors to be pastors, Lord. We need leaders to lead, Lord. Give us, oh God, help us to play our role and to fulfill our role in this great ministry, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Not just in this ministry, but in everything that we do. Help us to play our role in our homes. Help us to play our roles on our jobs. Help us to do what you've called for us to do in every area so that you might get the glory in every area of our lives. So again, we say, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. We want your presence to overcome us in every area of our lives. So anoint us for those that are preparing, Lord, and even some are right now already in the city of Charlotte preparing the way for us to come in, oh God, and to move by your power and for us to move by your might, Lord. Some are already in Charlotte, Lord, preparing the way. They're like John the Baptist, God. They're declaring right now. They're setting the infrastructure, Lord, for the coming of your people, God, that we might come in like a flood and lift up a standard, oh God, against the enemy in that city of Charlotte. We pray that you are the anointed chairman, Chairman Dillard. We pray that you are the anointed our presiding bishop, oh God, Bishop Charles Edward Blake. We pray that you are the anointed every speaker, Lord, for every convention, the My Convention. Oh God, that's, oh God, Evangelist Judith McAllister and President Benjamin Stevens, Lord, and Chair Lady Joyce Rogers, Lord, we pray for the Sunday School Convention. Bishop Alton Gatlin, Lord, we pray for the Meade Convention, Lord. Bishop Matthews and Bishop Hankers, Lord, and Evangelist Dorinda Clark Cole. We pray for the leadership of every single meeting, Lord, the Scholastic Motivation Ministry, Lord. We pray for the General Secretary's Office, Lord. We pray for the Adjutancy, Lord. We pray for all of the different conventions that are going on within this AIM convention. Help us to glean and the anointing, Lord, and the teaching, God, that shall be given. Help us to bring it back so that we might be effective in ministries in our local ministry. We pray for my leader today, my bishop, my pastor, Bishop Ted Thomas. We pray that you would bless him and keep him and strengthen him. Let your light shine on him. Give him long life. Anoint him for this day. Anoint him for this time. Anoint him for this very hour. We pray your blessings on his family, Lord. We pray your blessings on his ministries, Lord. St. Stephen's Church of God in Christ, New Community Temple Church of God in Christ. We pray for the general board, his compatriots on the general board. Lord, we pray for each and every single one of them that you would anoint them to work together in unity, God. Bind the spirit of selfishness. Bind the spirit of God of titles. Bind the spirit, God, of haughtiness, Lord, and let your will be done. God, so that the church will be edified. You might be glorified in the name of Jesus. And then I pray for those that are in this area. Pray for my brothers in the gospel, Pastor Herschel Chenaulton, Pastor Sam Metcalf, Pastor Brian Jones. I pray for those in the Great Northern District, Lord. Help us to not be weary in well-doing, knowing that in due season we'll reap. Help us to not become distracted by foolishness, Lord, but help us to surrender to your will and let your will be done. God, and so we pray for Superintendent Tony H. Campbell, Assistant Superintendent Eddie Truitt. Pray for Pastor Floyd Hawkins, Lord, and we pray for comfort and strength for Mother Hawkins and her family during their time of bereavement and the loss of their uncle. Oh, God, Deacon Fitzgerald, Lord, pray that you would bless them and keep them and strengthen them. Oh, God, and let them understand that it's your will. And as long as your will be done in our lives, Lord, then we'll be walking in the way that you need for us to walk. So I pray that you would bless her. Strengthen Mother Hawkins right now. Encourage her heart. Strengthen her and bless her now in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for Pastor Kenneth Hackett, Pastor Floyd Hawkins, Pastor Andy Cork, Pastor Ray Satterfield, Lord, Pastor William Cornick, Pastor Wayne Cream, Lord, Pastor Lawrence Clyette, Lord, and I pray for myself, Lord, the pastors of the Great Northern District. Lord, then I pray, oh God, for the people of Praise Center, those that you've given me charge over, Lord. I pray, Lord, today for that community, Lord, that's right for us to come in, Lord, and to begin to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ in, Lord. Help us to be a witness in that area, Lord. Give us the access, Lord, that we need, Lord, and give us the workers that we need, God, to do the work, Lord, to go, oh, God, and share the good news of Jesus Christ, Lord, that your house might be sealed, Lord. I pray, oh, God, for Sister Monique, oh, God, and Brother God. I can't think of his name. Just went out my mind that quick. Lord, but you know who I'm talking about. We pray for that those individuals, Lord, who have been proclaiming, Lord, oh God, the goodness of this ministry and what we're doing, Lord, let their words of adoration, Lord, and their words of gratitude not fall on deaf ears, but everyone that we spoke with on Sunday, Lord, and every hand that we shook, Lord, oh God, let them be in remembrance of us in that interaction, Lord. Let them get no rest, Lord, until they come and see what's going on in this ministry and in this place of worship, Lord, in the name of Jesus, even if it's for them to come and get food, but let us love on them, Lord. Let us, God, breathe life into them, Lord. Let us speak life into them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they may come in and say, what must I do to be saved? That they may see the Holy Spirit in this place, and that they may receive the reflection of you in our actions and in our walk, Lord. So I pray for our Sister Monique, even right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That you would touch her body, that you would heal her. Oh, God, that you would continue to perform the work that you have begun in her. Lord, because when you have begun a good work, you're able to perform it. And then I pray, God, for, oh, God, let me start from the other way. Lady Olinda McCowan, Sister Diamond Starr, Brother Eric McCowan, Sister Crystal McCowan, and Little Brother Aaron McCowan. I pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCown that as she prepares to return back to Tennessee and make her way to Texas, that you'll give her safe traveling mercies and grace, Lord. Cover her in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for Missionary Myrna Howard. Oh, God, I pray for Missionary Lasandra Miller. Thank you for the words of testimony, oh, God, and words of victory, Lord, that she has sent back from Leavenworth, Kansas, Lord, how she's doing better and doing a great job on her test, Lord, and that her training has been successful, Lord. Bring her back home to us safely, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray for Deanne Graham and Brother Renix Graham, Lord, that you would lead, guide, and direct them. Grant them the desires of their heart, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and order their footsteps. Your word declares that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and we delight in those ways, and in your decisions, and in your instructions, Lord, so that as they have determined in their hearts to walk by faith and not by sight, Lord, let their faith in you not be in vain. Oh, God, but as you grow their faith, Lord, open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that they won't have enough room to receive it, and send forth their breakthrough, Lord, as they are in this faith walk, this walk of faith, Lord, that you would touch them and lead them and guide them and grant them favor
in everything that they do in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray right now that you would bless them in the city, that you would bless them in the field, that you would bless them when they come and when they go, in the name of Jesus. Sister Paulette King, that you would touch her, keep her. God, help her to get in contact with us, wherever she might be at, Lord, to reach out to us, Lord, that we may get in contact with her as we continue to pray that you would keep her and sustain her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And then Brother Herbert Lee, who we have not seen or heard from in a long time, that you would touch his heart, prick his heart right now. Give him no rest, Lord. Touch him right now and send him back home in the name of Jesus. We pray for Sister Connie Coulter, her entire family, her husband, God, Brother Eric Corsman. Save, Lord, even right now. In the name of Jesus, deliver and set free. Don't condemn, Lord. Have mercy, even now, God. And have mercy, God, on all of us, Lord. And that's the Ministry of Praise Center. To a blessing that you would touch each and every single one of us. Thank you for allowing me to get in contact with Brother DeBose yesterday, God. Oh, God, thank you for the opening, God, and give me and equip me with everything that I need, God. Oh, God, to touch him, to encourage him. Oh, God, to lead him to you, God. Oh, God, that he may be effective in the calling on his life, whatever it is that you have for him and his family, Lord, that he may be the head and that he may lead them to a place of worship, God, so that his family might be, oh, God, empowered by you and effective in everything that they do. And so everyone else that's attached to us, Sister Bailey, Lord, they haven't been able to contact her, but God, you know. Those that have not been here, that need to be here, that you have assigned here, Lord, let them find their way here, Lord, so that your house may be filled. I pray for every seat in this place, Lord, because you put every single seat in this house so that it can be filled with someone. Thank you for allowing your spirit to fill the seat as of right now, Lord. But we're asking for the harvest, Lord, that you have for us, our breakthrough, Lord, that you have for us. We won't give up the fight. We won't stop laboring, and we won't stop doing your will. We proclaim your goodness and your greatness in this house, Lord, and we surrender to your will, God. We fill this house with praise when we come in here because you're worthy to be praised and you're worthy to be adored. And so as we praise you, God, come and inhabit the praises of your people, Lord. And as we pray, God, let your anointing, God, saturate in these walls that miracles, signs, and wonders can be performed in this place, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. It's not by our power that we want it done. It's not by our might, but it's by your spirit, Lord. And as people walk into this sanctuary, God, they'll feel your anointing. They'll feel the power of your spirit, God. They'll feel the refreshing of your goodness, Lord. They'll feel the spirit of love, oh God, in the name of Jesus that waxes strong out of every single person in this ministry, Lord. Use us for your glory. Use us for your honor. I pray for those that partner with us that do it in certain ways, whether it's through finances or through prayer. I pray for Lisa Law. I pray for Larry Brown. I pray for Carl Christopher. Lord, I pray for all those that partner with us in this great ministry that you've called us to. I pray that you would bless them for their sacrifices and bless them for everything that they put their hands to do, that it may be fruitful and multiply. And then, God, I ask that you would bless this day. Another day that you have made. We've already invoked your presence. We've already asked you to come to more and have your way. We've already said yes to your will and yes to your way. So we thank you for the victory in advance. We thank you for the power that you're going to give us in advance. We thank you for making the ways out of no way already in advance. We praise you in advance. We don't have to wait for the battle to be over, to shout now, but we declare, oh God, and we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for the victory. We thank you for power. We thank you for making a way. We thank you for opening up the doors. We thank you, oh God, right now that the victory is already ours. And so we bless your name, and we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you all the praise because it belongs to you, the glory, the honor. My hallelujah. It belongs to you. And so we give it to you gratefully. We give it to you without any complaints. We cast our cares upon you, and we turn it all over to you. So come tomorrow and have your way in us and bless us this day. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. Amen and amen.